This is a 2-minute tutorial, how to avoid death by PowerPoint. Don't use bullets. Real-world issues can't be distilled into PowerPoint bullets with snappy newspaper-style headings. Don't read aloud from the screen. That's patronising. It'll turn off your audience, and by slide 2, you'll have lost them completely. Now, here's the key. Use pictures. In fact, apart from titles and credits, try not to use words at all. Add impact with music, audio, or video, where appropriate. Now, I said use pictures, but never use clip art. It's cheesy, and it devalues the message. And for the same reason, don't use distracting templates, transitions, animations, or sound effects. Now, a word about notes. Don't read word for word from prepared notes. If you know your subjects, then a few keyword prompts is all that you need, and that'll give your delivery spontaneity and freshness. Give out full notes afterwards, not before. Otherwise, people will be reading the handouts while you're trying to get their attention on the screen. Show them what you want them to see, then they can go away with the notes later. As I say, give out the notes afterwards, but don't give out copies of your slides. They'll lose impact when printed as mini-pics. Now, an example of how this might all work. Suppose that you're giving a talk about civil rights. Now, there's all sorts of things that you need to cover. There's timelines, political climate, leadership, events, social and cultural issues, history, demographics, etc. Now, talk about those things and make them available as notes, but don't put the text on the screen. Only show images. Your audience will go away remembering a powerful presentation, and they'll have all the facts at their fingertips too. I did this recently as a demonstration, and for an audio track behind the images, I played Cat Stevens' Peace Train, and I mixed it in with Martin Luther King coming in with his I Have a Dream speech, and everyone was really impressed, and they all went away remembering that. Now, if I'd just shown slide after slide of text, they'd have forgotten it within minutes of leaving the room. A quick word about pictures. Always resize your images from the corners, maintaining the height and width ratios. Squashed or stretched images are going to make you look amateurish. Use good quality pics with enough resolution, and use a black background when projecting images which don't fill the screen. It's important to remember that PowerPoint was designed to help speakers outline their talks and not to engage the audience. And remember that inadequate content can never be made more effective by dressing it up in PowerPoint fluff. That's the transitions, animations and templates. If you do try any of these tips, let me know. I'd be delighted to hear from you. My email is alan@darkhorse.co.uk. And one final thought. PowerPoint doesn't have to be used sequentially. That's slide 1, 2, 3, etc. Did you know that you can surf with PowerPoint using hidden hotspots? That's something for another session.